A former Iranian diplomat appeared in a British court today for the start of an extradition hearing. Hadi Suleymanpour was arrested in Britain yesterday, shortly after a court in Argentina issued an extradition warrant for him. The former diplomat served as Iran's ambassador to Argentina in the early 1990s. Argentine prosecutors have implicated Suleymanpour in a 1994 bombing at a Buenos Aires Jewish community center. Today in Iran, the government called the arrest politically motivated. NPR's Guy Raz is following the case from London. And Guy, first of all, tell us about the charges against this former diplomat.
Well, Hadi Suleymanpour is accused of taking part in the planning and the commissioning of that 1994 bombing in Buenos Aires when he served as Iran's ambassador to Argentina. Now, according to a judge presiding over the investigation in Argentina, Suleymanpour helped provide the attackers with the location of the center, and also allegedly he suggested the time that they carry out the attack. Now, that bombing, as you know, Robert, killed 85 people and it injured more than 200 others.
What was Mr. Suleymanpour doing in Britain?
Well, since February of last year, he was working on an advanced degree at Durham University, which is a university located in the northeast corner of England. He's been doing postgraduate work here in environmental studies, and he's been living in the northeastern city of Newcastle. Now, I checked with the Iranian embassy here in London earlier today, and a spokesman there did say that the embassy is closely involved in trying to win his release from British custody.
He's not the only Iranian whom the Argentines are seeking.
That's right. The judge presiding over this case in Argentina, a man by the name of Juan Jose Galeano, actually issued arrest warrants for a total of 8 former Iranian officials who worked in Argentina. That arrest warrant was released last week. Now, all of those former Iranian officials are believed to be in Britain, including, of course, the man who was arrested yesterday, Hadi Suleymanpour.
And he presumably will remain in British custody until the extradition case ends?
Well, he appeared in front of a magistrate court in London today, only to discover that he will be kept in the custody of Scotland Yard's extradition unit until at least August 29th. Now, normally, these types of extradition hearings in Britain take a long, long time, sometimes months, but it's thought that in his case, the evidence is very strong, so he may actually be on his way to Argentina as early as next week.
This bombing, the bombing in Buenos Aires, took place in 1994. Why is it only 9 years later that the suspects are being rounded up?
I think, Robert, it's a question that Argentines must be asking as well. You know, a lot of it, I think, has to do with the new Argentine president, Néstor Kirchner, who decided to open some secret files related to the case earlier this year. And then once those files were opened, there was a whole group of people possibly tied to the attack who were revealed. So it's why Suleymanpour and the others are only being called to face charges now.
Iran withdrew its ambassador from Argentina back in 1994 when the Argentine government mentioned Iran in connection with this. If, in fact, Mr. Suleymanpour is extradited to Argentina, is it possible that would affect Iran's ties to Britain?
You know, Robert, I think it already has, in a sense. The Iranian government already threatened some type of diplomatic retaliation for the arrest. And as you know, London and Tehran have been working very, very hard on strengthening ties, particularly in the past year or so. So there's no doubt that this is a very sensitive case for the British. Today, on the official Iranian state broadcast network, it's called the Voice of the Islamic Republic, there was a commentary that was read out warning Britain not to extradite the former diplomat.
NPR's Guy Raz in London, thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Robert.